Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A increase or is it pretty steady? What's your two cents? What's your view on it?
At this time of the year, we see an increase in stolen vehicles. And a lot of that can be contributed to the colder weather. As the colder weather comes, people don't want to be uncomfortable in their vehicles. Sometimes the ice builds up on the windshield. So we see that people will either start their cars in the morning that don't have a remote start, or they'll leave their cars running when they go into the gas station to pay for gas. They'll leave their cars running when they go into Target just for a couple of minutes. And what ends up happening is in those short spans, car thieves are out. They're watching this for this behavior, and it only takes less than a minute for them to come and steal your car.
Are you seeing more stolen cars, more break-in to cars, or are they both sort of lumped together?
So it will always be very difficult to separate and say for certain if a vehicle's broken into, if the doors were unlocked and someone goes through the vehicle. I can't say what the intent of that person is. So sometimes we kind of count them in a similar fashion, where we'll see a lot of vehicles broken into in a neighborhood, and then one of the vehicles that had left their keys in the vehicle will be missing. So it probably is the overall intent is to steal a vehicle, but from all those other cars, things will be missing as well, change, money, documents, things of that nature.
Historically, how much do you see a spike upwards in car-related break-ins or thieves? How, as we get into the fourth quarter of the year?
And so overall, our big picture of stolen vehicles in the town has seen a decrease, which is good, and that's coming out of the years where Kias became very easy to steal and were a targeted vehicle that really sent a spike. So overall, we're seeing less stolen vehicles. However, into the cold months, it's very typical that we will increase sharply with how many are going to be gone for the year.
Are they mostly centered around the Galleria, or are they just across the board, across the town?
That's a really good question. Kind of a common misconception is like, well, where in town is safer, so to speak, where maybe you could leave your vehicle running. And the truth is that it's all over town. There is not a spot where the thieves don't go to look. They get into the side streets. They go to the commerce areas. They're checking on handles. They're trying to see if you've left your keys there. So the big thing that we say is stop it, take it, lock it. So stop your vehicle, take the keys, lock the doors. Those are the safest safety tips that anybody can have for trying to prevent anything, you know, car theft and even things from your vehicle being taken.
In this day and age, you think most people would lock their vehicles, even if you're just running in to pay for gas or, you know, grabbing a Pepsi or something?
Unfortunately, I think sometimes the word doesn't get out to everyone, and we do have some new and inexperienced drivers who are coming out into the world, and they just don't think about it. And that's a really good thing. When you feel safe enough in your community that you feel like you should be able to you know, leave your vehicle running without fear. Well, that's a good reflection on how we're doing as a town, but it definitely is the safest practice always. Lock your doors, just like the doors on your house. You don't want to leave the doors on your house open. That makes it easy for thieves.
So your basic words of advice is don't make it easy, be smart, you know, lock it, even if it's for 2 seconds.
Yeah, and I wish that this was a world we lived in where you could say, well, you know, it's not the victim's fault, it's the thief's fault. And someone who says it is absolutely right. But we want to always take the best steps we can to prevent ourselves from being a victim. And the easiest thing to do is always take your keys, lock your doors when you leave your vehicle. Don't leave it running even for a couple of seconds, because the thieves are out there watching, and that's how long it takes them to take your car.
And again, you don't know who's out there. I mean,
that's right.
You know, thieves, they don't wear lanyards to say, I'm a thief. You know, they're dressed right, like anybody else. You know, they might have a Bill sweatshirt on or something. You know, they look like everyone else.
That's absolutely right.
So,
now, if somebody in the community does see something that they believe is suspicious, like someone going up and down driveways, pulling on car handles of doors, that is suspicious behavior, and we encourage anyone who sees that type of behavior to call the police, and we'll send an officer out to investigate.
Has it helped at all with the advent of Ring, people being a little bit, there's a little bit that extra level of security, I guess, or is there?
Ring is very helpful. Well, Ring is very helpful for investigations for after the fact, but not as a preventative measure. We have an experience where thieves have kind of, they don't appear to be avoiding Rings. They don't appear to be hesitant to go up to houses that have Rings. But as an after measure, if something is taken from someone, we're able to go out, canvas the community, see if anyone has any video that would be helpful. And that helps us to track thieves after the fact.
Like, I know the Ring I installed, there's a light on it. So if you walk up the driveway and it triggers the light. Is that a deterrent in some cases?
Absolutely. Those are some good safety tips, too, is leaving a light on in your driveway, having motion-activated lights that go off when someone approaches the house. Having, you know, overgrown shrubbery, dark driveways, these are things that can contribute to making your house a target.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.